Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me in pastures green.
It could be the middle of the night, but hello. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're well and safe and happy, because we've got happy music for you today. We've got praise music. It's time to thank God for what we have, not what we want, not what we hope to get, not what we pray for, but for what we have. Because if we start counting things, we have a great many blessings. We may not have everything we want. It may not be the way we want it. But He has given each of us many blessings. For starters, we each woke up this morning. There's a blessing to start each day with, that you do wake up. If you don't wake up, you're not going to want to be thanking God that you woke up. You're going to be thanking God for where you are, wherever that may be, okay? So make sure it's in a good place. Really want to. And to start today off with, we're going to put it where it belongs with a song that John sent me this morning that just made me feel good. To God Be the Glory by Ben David Triggs.
To
Doesn't that just get you up and ready to go? I love that. I love it. Calypso hymns. Yeah. Yeah. Calypso and a Jamaican rhythm reggae. Yes. It just adds so much. And I didn't get to grow up with it, but I can sure enjoy it now. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Yes. The Nazarenes were pretty staid and proper when it came to their hymns. I was quite a surprise to them sometimes. But it was great. It was great. They welcomed it. They welcomed it. I got to say that for them. So it was fantastic. Of course, they were my friends. So, you know. You know what? I'm going to read a scripture here to start off with. I have another one for a little later. But this one, I think, is a really good one to actually put in the forefront of our brains and feel it in our hearts. It's Philippians 4, verse 6 through 8. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Have you ever thought about what that means? That means that the understanding that we can't really understand, all that peace that is so much greater than what we can fathom, is ours. God gives it to us, and he will keep our hearts and our minds through Jesus Christ. We don't have to understand it. We just have to know it's ours for the asking to keep, because the Father gave it to us, and he doesn't take it back. We can shove it back at him, but he won't take it back. And he's very, very sad if we decide at some point to delete it from our lives. But you don't want to do that, because that is the best thing, to have the peace and the love, the comfort from the Father, so much, so great, that we can't understand it. And it helps us to accept each other. We all have our little foibles. We all fail now and again. All of us. And you know what? It's okay. Because the Father understands. We might not understand how great his forgiveness and his peace is, but he understands us. He understands our failings. And he forgives us of those failings. All we have to do is ask. How great of a peace does that bring to your heart and your mind to know that the Father, who is in charge of the multiple universes, forgives each one of us our little petty sins and transgressions. Even when we get upset or we get angry, oops, Lord, I shouldn't have done that. It's okay, kid. It's okay. Just try again. Pick it up and try again. And it's done. I forget where to find it, but there is in the Bible where it says he takes all of our sins and throws them away into the deepest ocean where they cannot be found. So if they're thrown away where they can't be found, why do we keep dredging them up? That's kind of silly. Yeah. You know, let God forgive and then let yourself forgive. It's not an easy thing to learn. It doesn't just happen. You have to make the effort. Give it a shot, because I've heard it said before that forgiveness is not for the person you're forgiving or the deeds that you're forgiving. Forgiveness is for yourself, so that the Father's peace can be within. Think about that. How great is that? That's a lesson we all should want to gallop to the front of the line to learn. And it's one of the hardest lessons. But if you want to, you can do it. I know you can. So you should know you can. God knows you can. That's the important one. God knows you can. Da 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 da. Go for it, dudes. Yes. Can't help it. It's wonderful. All right? And I have another thing in here. Let's see. I found it once before. Where is it? I don't know, but I have one marked here that I'm going to read anyway. It's Colossians. Nope, that's not it. That's all right. I have one good one here. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying thanks to God and the Father by him. Yeah. Another way to say, count your blessings, guys. Just count your blessings. It'll take a little while to get used to doing it, because we're used to just things coming to us and we accept them and that's it and we go on. But count your blessings. Count the blessings of the people that are in your life. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God has sent some good people to me lately when I needed them. And they had the willingness and the knowledge to help me with what I needed. And I didn't ask him for that, but he sent it. Now, you can't hardly complain about something like that, you know? You just can't. You can't. One of my very neighbors over here has, I think he said 30 years construction experience, and he did it old school. He went and learned everything and hands-on, even though he was in charge. He was right in there doing it. And you know what? He's got a heart of gold. He's got a heart of gold. I have to say that man helped me, and I told him I was going to pay him because I did not expect him to do it for nothing. He's got the know-how. He's got the experience. And he was willing to help me. when I needed it. And he did. And he wouldn't let me pay him. Now that is from God. And that is a very large blessing. Hey, put that right at the top of my list for today, for yesterday. I'm actually doing a load of laundry in the normal way with a washing machine that works and drains into the drain pipe. And the drain pipe drains out where it's supposed to go. And it's because of the man God sent me as a blessing. He knew what to do. I really am blessed. I am. I am blessed to be able to love. And I love loving people. And I am very, very thankful for that. I thought I could never love again. God proves me wrong every time I say that. You know what? It's wonderful. And you have your dreams. And God says to dream. Without your dreams, nothing can happen. God wants you to dream those dreams and give him the chance to make them come true. So I have my dreams. Sometimes I think, okay, that one slipped over into fantasy. But, you know, before you know it, I'm pulling it back into a dream. So I just leave it up to God. I give up. I leave it up to God. I spend a few minutes with it whenever I feel like it, and I just leave it up to God. I don't worry about it anymore. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give it over to God. So, guys, I say go for it because there is a peace in doing that. There is a peace in, quote, unquote, letting go and letting God. And it doesn't have to be anything huge and traumatic. It can be. And if it is, you need to let go and let God. But even the little frustrations of life, the little problems we have to take care of all the time, just let God give you the means and the people to take care of it for you, to help you with things. That's what the Father's for. So hang on to it and keep on stroking. Step by step, one foot in front of the other. It's going to get done. You know that. Okay, so with that in mind, here's a song that John sent me this morning. Great is he who's King of Kings.
Thank you.
That's what we're just talking about. Praise his name. Praise the Lord, for he is wonderful. He is mighty and merciful. And if we recognize that, we're a whole lot happier, you know? Our lives can be a whole lot less troubled, no matter what the problems, if we recognize how great is the Father. Here's an Elvis song that I ran across, and the day after I ran across it, which made it this morning, John sent it to me. So here you go, double whammy. I Asked the Lord, a rare long version. Of an impromptu performance where he accompanied himself. And he was just sitting at that piano all by himself doing his thing. And I thought it was wonderful. I loved it. I hope you did too. Because that, you know, we don't get them that way very often where he's just doing it on his own and loving every second of it. And you can tell. Yeah, I love that. That's fantastic. And he was like in a studio or a rehearsal hall or what, you know, just doing his thing. I thought it was great. Okay, here's another one he sent. Isla Grant? I don't know. I'm not sure how she pronounces it, but it's pretty. This one's called He Walks Beside Me.
When I am lost, he knows just where I want to go. When I'm confused within my mind, he understands, I know. When I'm tired and feel that I just can't go on, that's when I know that he is near to gently help me move along. He walks beside me and he will guide me. He listens to all I have to say. He walks beside me and he will guide me. Jesus will show me the way. When nights are dark, somehow I always see his light. When things go wrong, somehow I know that he will always make them right. And when I'm cold, I feel his love surrounding me. When I am blind to others' needs, I know he'll always let me see. He walks beside me and he will guide me. He listens to all I have to say. He walks beside me and he will guide me. Jesus will show me the way. He walks beside me and he will guide me. He listens to all I have to say. He walks beside me and he will guide me. Jesus will show me the way. Jesus will show me the way.
Bubbles up from inside and you're going to choke if you don't do it, you know? I have too much show left to choke, so I had to. Hey guys, how about some Sister Rosetta? I know you don't want to, but I just feel the need, okay? We need some Sister Rosetta. Down by the riverside.
Morning.
In the morning.
I feel so bad in the middle of the day.
Yes.
I feel so bad in the evening.
In the evening.
That's why I'm going to the river. Wash my sins away. I'm going to lay down my heavy load. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm going to lay down my heavy load. Down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study war no more.
Try on my long white robe down by the riverside, down by the riverside.
God, I love it. That's so awesome. That woman, oh, she was given so much talent and skill. Just, it just boggles my mind when I listen to her. I love it. She just makes you want to stand up and dance and praise and have a good time in a good way. She's fantastic. I keep thinking of how she used to do gospel in bars. I think that's great. Not everybody can get away with that. Hardly anybody can get away with that. But she did. She was a special lady. I tell you, she was a special lady. Okay, now to give y'all a breather, I've got something here that I've loved since I was 6 years old. And that's when I first learned it, because that's when I started going to Sunday school. Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Bring back memories. Oh yeah, lots of good memories. And then when I was an adult and I got to do the children's programs at various times during the year, and to see all these little ones, 4, 5, 6, lined up on that stage and singing Jesus Loves Me or Away in a Manger, that just makes your heart smile. If you've never had that experience, see what you can do, because that just makes your heart smile. It really does. I did love that part. I really did. All right. Sue sent me a request for today. Elvis doing Stand By Me. Please, Lord, let me have it labeled right.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, Thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. and breathe. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Isn't that a prayer we all pray? That's something we always ask for. Stand by me, because you've never lost a battle, Lord, and I have. So if you stand by me, I'll get there. Yep, we all need to remember to do that. You guys remember Marty Robbins? Good old Marty Robbins. El Paso, Streets of Laredo. Da, 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 da. All kinds of stuff. Marty Robbins, oh yeah. He was good. He was really good. And he started out as a DJ in Tucson. Hey, you know what? He did a whole lot better than that, didn't he? Anyway, this is a gospel song from Marty Robbins, one of two that I have. And this one is called With His Hand on My Shoulder.
With his hand on my shoulder, I sail the sea of sin. With his hand on my shoulder, I cannot help but win. I'll follow as he pilots me through waters dark and cold. With his hand on my shoulder, I know I'll reach my goal. My every hope is anchored to the faith I have in him. I know I'll reach the shoreline, though at times the lights are dim. He'll take me past the rocky cliffs, from life's storm I'll be released. With his hand on my shoulder, I'll have everlasting peace. Surrounded by an angry sea that's made of hate and sin, but I won't sink as long as I won't let the waters in. And with the help of God, I know I'll never lose my way. With his hand on my shoulder, I cannot go astray. I have a home up in the sky, and he made it just for me. But to prove that I deserve this home, I have to sail this sea. The waves of sin sometimes are high, and the spray might touch my clothes. With his hands on my shoulder, it will never touch my soul.
Awesome. He was good. He was good. We really lost something when he left. I think he had a heart attack. I was working at KGA in Spokane when he died. I think he had a heart attack. But so many do. Stress is a killer, man. Stress is a killer. What can I tell you? I don't know if he smoked or anything, but I know he had a heart attack. And he was relatively young. I mean, you know, that's what was such a shocker about it. All right, time for an Elvis song. You know, you begin to feel withdrawal, and you know it's time. Reach out to Jesus.
Your burden heavy as you bear it all alone. Does the road you travel harbor danger yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you. Is the life you're living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future press you with its worry and its care? Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will help you. Just come to him today. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true, walking by.
Need to remember that. We all need to remember that. Because if you can't reach that high, it's okay. You can reach as high as you can. Jesus will reach down and pull you up the rest of the way, honey. He doesn't expect us to do it all. He knows we can't. And he's right there to help. Keep going for it, guys. Just keep going for it, okay? I got some Johnny Cash for you. And you are going to like this. Gospel Road.
Two weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking with a stranger down that dusty highway. Two weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking with a stranger down that dusty road. And they walked another hour to Emmaus town, and shared their supper till the sun went down. When he broke the bread, then the word spread around that Christ was on that gospel road. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty highway. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty road. How his pillows were the stones where they laid his head. How the hungry 5,000 on the hill were fed. How they sent him to the cross, but he came back instead to walk upon that gospel road. Paul and Silas in the midnight jail were talking about Jesus on that dusty highway. Paul and Silas in the midnight jail talking about Jesus on that dusty road. And they sang out rejoicing, and the jail split wide. The doors busted open and they walked outside. But they went back to preaching through the countryside and walking down that gospel road. So two by two and three by three, they walked in his footsteps on that dusty highway. Two by two and three by three, they walked in his footsteps on that dusty road. And they died in shipwrecks and in lions' dens. Then they died on crosses and the spears of men. But when one fell back, two more would start again to walk upon that gospel road. Two weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking to Emmaus on that gospel highway. Two weary pilgrims from Jerusalem, walking to Emmaus on that gospel road. On the highway to Galilee is Emmaus town. It was here eyewitnesses saw him walking down. When the three broke the bread, then the word spread around that Christ was on that gospel road. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty highway. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty road. How his pillows were the stones where he laid his head. How the hungry 5,000 on the hill were fed. How they sent him to the cross, but he came back instead to walk upon that gospel road. Talking about Jesus on that gospel highway. Preaching about Jesus on that gospel road.
Oh, yeah. I liked it. I've never heard that song before, but I found it today and I thought, yeah, that's fantastic. We'll do that one. I think a couple of the things weren't quite right, but it's a song, you know, so we can deal with that. It's okay. Now, do you guys remember last week when I read to you about the last day and whether there's more than one resurrection and the mystery of God and stuff like that? Well, today I want to read to you what it says about what is the mystery of God. When Jesus is revealed at his second coming, the mystery of God is finished because Jesus is the mystery that the world does not understand but will at that time. So I am clicking on that blue and we're going to see what it says What and why is the mystery of God? The Bible is interlaced with the mystery God put there. It's woven throughout. He did it on purpose. Why? To keep those who do not really want to know the truth from finding it and to give them the excuses they want. To retain the truth for those who seek it, even when evil men twist and taint the word with their lies in the many versions and manipulations of Scripture. And three, to allow Satan to deceive those who believe not, so they don't see and hear the truth. The mystery of God separates the truth seekers from the excuse seekers. I've heard teachers and preachers say the Bible cannot be understood unless you have someone to explain and interpret every word and every thought, because they say it's so deeply obscured by the misinterpretation of words made by the translators and the hidden meanings they say exist all over the Bible. They use this concept to fool others into believing their philosophical doctrines. I have to ask, why would God do that? Why would he hide the truth from those who truly seek it when he promised that we would find the truth if we seek it? I know the mystery of God is used as the reason by most people, but the mystery of God is not for the saints of God. The mystery is for those that don't want to believe in God, or those that have doctrines they choose to believe for whatever reason, rather than seeking the truth, whether they like that truth or not. There are several places in the Bible where God shows us that his people will understand, but others will not. It is hidden from them. 2 Corinthians 4:3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The mystery of Christ was made manifest to the saints by the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Colossians 1:26. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Paul says that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, but only for those who are in darkness, not the saints of God. We will know and expect it. 1 Thessalonians 5:1. But the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves now know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. 3, for when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. 4, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. The mystery of God will be finished at the sounding of the seventh angel, because the Lord will return and will set up the kingdom of God. There will no longer be any mystery at that time. When Jesus appears in the sky, every eye shall see him, and he will be revealed to the world. There will no longer be any mystery, because the revelation of Jesus Christ will be complete. Revelation 10:7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, then he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. Now, what is the mystery? The mystery of God is that he became part of his own creation by manifesting himself as a man in the body of Jesus Christ. In other words, he had a son. 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Mark 4:11 says, "And he said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables." Verse 12, "That seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them." Now, why is that? We want them to understand. The Lord wants them to have their sins forgiven and be converted, but he wants it to be real. Those that do not love God and do not have a love for the truth will not be given understanding of the mystery of the kingdom of God. It will be a mystery to them, but only a mystery to them, not a mystery to us. Daniel 12, verse 10, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." In the final days before the return of the Lord, the wicked will not understand, but the wise, the saints of God, will understand. Okay? And that's about as much as we're going to be able to chew on for today, I think. That's about halfway through. But it's something phenomenal to think about, guys. It's the mystery of God is for us. The mystery is Jesus. His coming will reveal the mystery, so the mystery is the mystery no more. And as God's people, we hope for that day, because it's going to be a glorious day. I think that's a very good thing to know. It makes me smile. It makes my heart happy. I love it. I totally love it. And I am going to play the Oak Ridge Boys now, singing a song called Every Day.
Just might find you're lighting up the load that you bear. You know what's all the troubles of the world. It seems like the least we can do. Just take that smile into the street and share it with everybody you meet. Every day, I wanna shake somebody's hand. Every day, I wanna make somebody know the things I can.
Oh, yeah. I love the Oak Ridge Boys. They just jump right in there and let it fly. I love it. Hey, Sue, how are you doing, baby girl?
Well, so-so. I had to reset my button, my own button.
Okay. Not too often we need to reset our on button.
That's what happened. So I'm sorry I'm late for church, but I had to reset a couple things here.
I just figured it was a problem with something technical.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because your phone was going bleh the other day, and, well, both your phones.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Somebody's got it in for you, girl.
I believe it. I do.
Somebody's saying, okay, here's another little one. Cope. Just cope.
Yeah, no kidding. Here's some more. You need some more. Here's some more.
Learn how to count your blessings, darling. Every time you have a problem and you take care of it, that's a blessing to count. Not the problem, but the fact you got to take care of it.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, we went through that earlier. You missed that part, but that's okay.
Yeah, I hope everyone here is doing okay. Sorry I've missed the show, and I missed your sermon, too. I'm sorry I missed that, but I'll...
That's all
I'll
right, honey. You know how to listen to it on your computer. We don't have to worry about that.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not worried about it. That's okay. I know that you make it when you can, and if you can't, there's something you're having to do. So... I'm good.
Okay.
And everybody else is good. It's all right. It's all right. You just do what you have to do, and do not fret and stress over it. That's the last thing you need to do, girl. So you're fine.
Okay.
You're fine. Okay. We love you, honey. You're fine. There's no problem. Okay?
Okay.
And I even played your request, and you missed that too, girl, so you're going to have to go back to the computer.
Oh, no.
And do it.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's all right. It's going to be recorded, and you can listen to it anytime you want to, or not listen to it at all if you don't feel like it. It's okay. You know, it's not going to kill me either way, so you're fine. You're fine.
Okay, thank you.
Well, yeah, honey, you're welcome. You know you don't have to thank me for that. That's right. You know, it's okay. No stress. No stress. Now, if you want stress, I can give you some, hon. But I ain't going to do that. No, no. I think I'm getting used to it. More's the pity. But anyway, I've got one from Elvis now. I mean, we've played a couple Elvis songs, and three of them, actually. Well, here's number four, because I want to. I'm waiting to hear from him on a 1954 song that I found this morning that I asked John a question, and I'm waiting for him to tell me the answer to the question before I play that song, because I want to know what to say about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, this is another one, and we've heard this one before. I love this song. I really do love this song. I believe in the man in the sky.
LWW0375, take one.
Eddie.
The steps that lead me
to supper where we sit
to roll.
The steps that lead to any church form a stairway to a star. They're part of God and should be tried. More often than they are.
I believe in the man in the sky.
The man in the sky.
I believe with his help I'll get by.
His help I'll get by.
My footsteps may falter, my eyes may grow dim, but he's my Gibraltar. I'm trusting in him. Though a sparrow is all I may be,
is all I may be.
On me he will still keep an eye.
Yes, I'm singing His praise till the end of our days. I believe in the man in the sky.
I do like that. I really, really do. And now, how about J.D. Sumner and the Stamps? This is from the time, well, one of the times, that they were on stage doing a concert, a show, whatever you want to call it. And Elvis asked the Stamps to do Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And informed everyone, I don't sing on this one, but could you listen to them, please? And if you watch the video, Elvis starts mouthing the words to the song with them. And he looks like he's praying those words. And I think it's fantastic. It just, my heart just goes out to him, you know? So here is Sweet, Sweet Spirit, as requested by Elvis.
If they do by themselves, it's a beautiful song called Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And I don't sing in this. Just listen to them, please.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on His face, and I know that it's the presence of the Lord.
I love listening to them. And then you hear JD's old basement voice. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That, and you notice they did it a cappella. No music
yeah.
to interfere. I love that
yeah.
because you can really listen to the voices without, oh, there's a guitar or there's the bass or there's the drum or there's, you don't have any of that in there to interfere and you can just listen to the voices. And they stay in tune. It's just beautiful. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. And following that, which is a perfect pairing, and I didn't plan this. It's just kind of happening. Another Marty Robbins song. Singing a song that we used to use in church as an invitational. It's called Have Thine Own Way.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still.
Filled me with peace, knowing that if you pray that, he's going to be there, and he's going to work his will in you and in your life. All you have to do is let him. Ask him and let him. He'll make sure you hear what he wants. Oh, yeah. He can be a nag. Yeah. Sometimes he uses people to do that. A la John and Shauna. But you know what? I am so thankful that I finally listened, because I have been so blessed by doing this show. It has worked in me, as I hope that it has worked in you. Some of you, a lot of you. I don't know that part, but I know that it has worked in me. And I am very, very thankful that I finally listened. But, you know, he doesn't always use people. Sometimes he just knocks on your brain until you listen. The sooner you listen, the better it's going to be for you, because he keeps interrupting everything to tell you what he's wanting you to hear. So I learned to listen sooner rather than later. Then I can just do what I'm supposed to do and then get on with the other stuff. So that's just part of life, you know. And to go along with this, I've got a song that John sent me this morning that's beautiful. I love it. It's called In His Time.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. I think I found another song. Oh, I know. I think I found another song I need to record. They just kind of sneak up on me. Yeah, I love that. I love it. And here's another one I love. It's Elvis, Only Believe.
Bass singer over here. I'm the realist. I was singing. Only believe me. Say, oh baby. I said, no, it's the wrong song.
It might have been the wrong song, but it was funny. I love it. That's good. That's good. That's a musician for you, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's, okay, fine. Hey. All right. Fun time. Here you go.
Just a closer walk with thee. Grand dear Jesus, this my plea. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. is o'er. Time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant, dear Jesus, this my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant, dear Jesus, this my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
You all know how I love Boogie Woogie, and that was my second opportunity.
Oh, that was good.
I had fun.
Love that piano behind you. That sounds great.
Oh, yeah. Boogie Woogie. Yes. And I did way back in 09, let's see, what, 96, I think it was, 97, lived at Priest Lake, and keyboard that did all kinds of stuff. You know, an electronic keyboard, did all kinds of stuff. And my ex worked the keyboard, and all I did was stand in front of the microphone. And he used the horns and the drums and a couple of different rhythms, and mostly Boogie Woogie. He had the piano doing Boogie Woogie, and it was fantastic. Unfortunately, it's on a cassette, and I can't use it. So you guys will never hear that one.
Oh, goodness.
That's just how it is. I mean, you know. But where is that cassette now? I don't know. I really don't know. I've lost some things since I moved.
It'll show up someday.
Oh, I don't think so. But if it's in my trunk, it could still show up. But that's the only thing I haven't gone through yet. I've got two boxes sitting on top. One of them's half empty, so if I get that job done, I can look in my trunk. If it's not in my trunk, it's gone. And it's just gone. There's no sense in placing blame. I know where it went, but there's no sense placing blame because it's gone. And it wasn't my brother-in-law. So, you know, that's a good thing. I know it wasn't. Anyway, here's another song that John sent me this morning. And he sent me a lot of songs today that I've never heard. Some of them I have. A couple of them I have heard. One, you know, it just, but they're also good, you know. So here is I Cannot Tell.
Should set his love upon the sons of man. Oh, why a shepherd he should seek the wanderer to bring them back, they know not how or where. But this I know, I cannot tell how
got some really good songs today. This is fantastic. Here's another one that John sent this morning by, it's a country flavor, by the Hedricks, and it's called Just Any Day Now. From Jim Reeves. If I can learn to type, a little late in life for that, but whatever, you know, I might someday learn how. And then again, maybe not. Hey, you know, whatever. Oh, this thing is crazy. There we go. I'm laughing. Okay. One word did it for this song. That's all right. So, okay. It's got to do this quick one. Got to finish this so I can do this. All right. This is Jim Reeves, as I said. John sent this to me, and it's called Across the Bridge.
I have lived a life of sin in this world I'm living in. I have done forbidden things I shouldn't do. I ask a beggar along the way if he could tell me where to stay, where I could find real happiness and love that's true. Across the bridge,
there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Footsteps of the king, till you hear the voices ring, they'll be singing out the glory of the land. The river Jordan will be near, the sound of trumpets you will hear, and you'll behold the most precious place ever known to man. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine again.
That's a nice thought. Just walk across the bridge and you'll never be unhappy. That's cool. All right. I have a song now that John has confirmed for me that this is not Elvis. Elvis, I think he did this song, but the tape he did was lost. Okay? Gone. So this version is someone else that did it. Okay? I want that very clear. John says this is not Elvis. Okay? Elvis supposedly made a tape of this in 1954, but it was lost. Never recorded, never put anywhere to be found later, but they found this tape, and it is someone else singing it, okay? The name of the song is Satisfied.
Well, he writes to me if I'm happy, if I have peace within, if I'm a worry about tomorrow. When I reach my Jenny's hand, I'm satisfied. I feel so happy when he'll knock. I let him in. He'll go with me through the valley. Oh, I know he is my friend. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. No trouble can ever get me down. But when trouble come my way, I'm gonna smile at him and say, go away, I'm satisfied. No seeds of kindness make these thorns in my path to grow. I'm satisfied, I'm satisfied. No troubles can ever get me down. Cause when trouble come my way, I'm gonna smile at him and say, go away, yeah, I'm satisfied. Go away, yeah, I'm satisfied.
Well, I don't care. I like it anyway. I think it's a good song.
It's a good song, yeah.
Yeah. So that, as long as we know the truth of it, then we're okay. All right? So there we go. And they say they just found it. But I wanted the truth. So we know. Hmm. Okay? We got the truth. All right. Now I've got okay. Let's see. We need Dolly Parton. We just do. Come here, Dolly. Where are you? Hello. Here we go. This is called Jesus and Gravity.
To the point where it don't add up. I can't say I've come this far with my guitar on pure dumb love. That's not to say I know it all. 'Cause every time I get too high up on my horse I fall. 'Cause I've got something lifting me up. But I'm as bad as anyone.
Yes. Dolly Parton. There you go. There's no mistake in Dolly Parton. Nobody else sounds like Dolly Parton. Unless you go to Vegas and you see one of those impersonator shows.
Right. She's so sweet.
Yeah. An impersonator show isn't exactly my thing. A 6-foot Dolly Parton doesn't quite cut it.
No. Not right.
Oh, my goodness, gosh. Anyway, yes, I hadn't heard that song before. And I found that, and I listened to it, and I thought, yeah, Jesus and gravity. That's all you need. Something to keep your feet on the ground and your heart in heaven. That'll work. I think that'll work. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oak Ridge Boys. Oak Ridge, just because I can't stand any longer. I've been sitting here looking at this song going, I can't stand any longer. Just a little talk with Jesus.
Well, you know, it's time we settle down and get serious with you right now. And we got to thinking that being as the Oak Ridge Boys got their start in gospel music, we thought it would be kind of neat for them to return to the roots, if you will. So on Hymn Time this week, we're going to have the Fabulous Superlatives Trio lead off on this, and they'll be joined by the Oak Ridge Boys Quartet on one of the old favorites, Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He bathed my heart in love, and he wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn it,
Lord, you
know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer was turning,
Lord, you know
a little fire is burning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
I do like that. It's not my favorite version. I like the version to where they say, give me a turnaround on that. And then they do another couple of verses. I like that one. But that's just because by the time you get to the end, you're up and moving, and you just don't want it to quit. So when they make it go a little longer, I like it better. So this was a short one, but that's okay because it's time to say goodbye already again.
Already. Well,
I just,
for me.
Man, I well, yeah. There's a reason for that, honey. But that's okay. Sometimes shorter is good, you know, it's okay. But hey, you know, I thank you for coming in, for calling and coming in. You know, even if you couldn't be here the whole time, you were here for a good bit of it, and I'm glad you did. I really am glad you did, because it let me know that you were okay.
Oh, well, that's sweet. Thank you.
Well, you know, when I haven't heard from you beforehand, I do, and you don't show up, I kind of wonder, okay, please, God, don't let her be hurt again. It's all right if it's her phones, because she can fix them. It's all right if it's her computer or her internet, because she can get it fixed. You know, all kinds of things go through my brain, honey. You know, it's a mother brain.
No.
You know? So I'm glad you called in and just, you know, you needed to reset your timer and you're just late, and that was okay. I'm going, thank God she's not hurt again. So that was good. That was good. Thank you for popping
no
in
kidding.
And easing my mind, you know?
Well, that's sweet. Thank you.
Oh, well, honey, you know I worry about you. Okay. And thank you to Victoria. I mean, she popped in and she's been sitting there listening to the show and just quiet as a mouse in the corner. Maybe more quiet because they squeak. But anyway, have you ever heard that squeak? Oh, my goodness. You kind of jump out of your chair wondering, okay, where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Yeah.
But I didn't. We had that problem at one of the hotels I first worked in. A hotel was built in 1945, the first Best Western in the entire country, and, well, the first Best Western, actually, and sit in that front office, and you'll hear this squeak. Squeak, squeak, squeak. I don't mind that. It's when I go looking and I find a trap with a poor little mouse stuck in it. I don't like that. I definitely do not like that. That it's like, you know, if you're going to have to kill the mouse, then do it fast and quick. Don't catch it in a trap that lets it lay there and strangle or starve or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like that. I did not like that at all. So I'd usually turn him loose. But my boss didn't like that too much. So, you know, whatever. I said, then you have somebody coming here and checking that before I get to work because, hey, that's what's going to happen. Anyway, thank you, everybody in the chat, for being there. Thank you, John, for listening. I really appreciate the answer to my question. That was very, very sweet of you. And everybody, you come in and you chat and you make things better because you stick to the gospel show. And I know you're listening. And I know, well, I hope you're getting some of it out of it. It's it makes it worth doing. It makes it worth doing. I really, really enjoy that. I appreciate that. And thank you so much for coming in and doing that. And I wish you all a very good night. God bless you. Stay safe. Stay well. And come back on Thursday. And yeah, I just got yelled at in my ear for the computer telling me I got 90 seconds. So I'm going to play this quick. It's Elvis doing an evening prayer.
They have the intro. Just sing the melody.
Forgive.